ask YAC members to take their seats. We will be starting shortly. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Janusz Karklincz. I am Latin ambassador to France and UNESCO, and I am also chair of the Government Advisory Committee. Warmly welcome to the GAC meeting. We have a lot of ground to cover, and therefore I would like to start with a very formal obligation to endorse agenda. Agenda have been circulated and discussed. It was circulated on the GAC mailing list. It was discussed on a number of occasions, and the final agenda, dated 11th of June, was approved during the telephone conference. And my question is whether today we would be in a position to formally endorse this agenda, and we would follow in our work. I see no objections. Agenda is adopted. Today we have a number of sessions, starting with discussion about the new GAC secretariat proposal. This session will be structured in a way that initiators of proposal will do a small presentation. Then COO of ICANN, Doug Brent, will be here and will brief us on the current arrangements. We will ask questions, if there will be some, and then we'll continue with the discussion about proposal. From 1 to 2 is planned meeting with the government representatives to the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. This meeting is subject of availability of government representatives of this team, depending how the proceedings of the review team will go today. I hope to get answer from review team members soon, and we will act accordingly. Then we are planning from 2 to 3 having discussion on due diligence RIA amendment proposals by law enforcement agency representatives. Their documents have been circulated on the GAC list a while ago, and it was discussed already during our previous meeting in Nairobi, and some delegations had asked for additional time. So the intention is to endorse a proposal today, if it will be possible. And after that, we will go into discussion on new GTLDs. As you know, the DAG 4 is published, and we will end the day with a one-hour meeting, traditional meeting with GNSO, where questions, outstanding issues on new GTLD program, as well as the review process on accountability, transparency, will be discussed. So that is today. But as usually, we would start with a very quick tour de table, where I will ask delegates introduce themselves. And I will start this time from Brazil, from that side. So, please.
My name is Hartmut Glaser. I'm advisor to the Brazilian delegation.
Alvaro Galvani, Minister of External Relations, Brazil.
Carlos Afonso from Brazil, advisor to the Brazilian delegation.
George Papapavlos, some of you remember me as commission representative to this meeting. I'm an old-timer of the GAC. I'm now representing Greece. Thank you.
Morning, everyone. I'm Wang Liang from China. And because of emergency, should be deal with the GAC, the Chinese GAC representative, Cui Shutian, didn't come here. And she asked me to say hello to everybody. Thank you.
My name is Naoko Amino from Japan.
My name is Junichi Nakazawa from Japan also. Thank you.
Good morning. I am François Maurer from Switzerland, the Swiss Federal Office of Communications.
Good morning. My name is Anke Sikkema. I'm from the Ministry of Economic Affairs in the Netherlands.
Thomas Dehan, good morning from the same ministry.
Good morning all. Norbert van den Hoven, also from the Netherlands.
Morning, everyone. William D. from the European Commission.
Good morning, Elizabeth Marcotte, also European Commission.
Good morning, Elise Lindberg from the Norway.
Yes, good morning. It's Erna Storm from Norway. Good morning, I'm Jens Cook. I'm an assistant director in the Norwegian Post and Telecommunication Authority.
Good morning, Lee Hibbard from the Council of Europe.
Good morning, Suzanne Sen, the United States.
Good morning, I'm Maria Hall from the Division of IT Policy at the Ministry of Enterprise, Energy and Communication in Sweden. Thank you.
Good morning, I'm Julia Kahan from Denmark.
Good morning, I'm Anna Neves from Portugal.
Stefano Trumpi from Italy.
Rita Forzio from Italy, Department of Communication, Ministry of Economic Development.
Good morning, my name is Heather Dryden. I'm from the Canadian Ministry of Industry.
And I'm Pamela Miller, also with the Department of Industry from the Canadian government.
Good morning, I'm Monika Pohila. I'm from the Ministry of Industry and Trade of the Czech Republic.
Good morning, Bertrand Lachapelle. I'm with the French Foreign Affairs Ministry.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Peter Nettlefold from the Department of Broadband and Communications in Australia.
Jayanta Fernando, Sri Lanka.
Joosa Moisander, Finland.
Good morning, everyone. Mark Carvel from the UK Department for Business, Innovation and Skills.
Good morning, Jan van Nieuwenhuizen from the Belgian Institute for Postal Services and Telecommunications.
Good morning, I'm Eugene from the Infocom Development Authority of Singapore.
So, thank you. Are there anybody else who not at the table representing countries which had not been mentioned yet? So welcome newcomers, welcome new GAC representatives, welcome those who are here for the first time, Council of Europe. To my count, we have currently 24 members in the room. We have also set up a remote participation facility. And we're hoping that those GAC members who couldn't travel to Brussels will join us, whether right now or during the work. We have a telephone bridge set for those who follow remotely, that you can dial in and actively participate in the GAC meet. So after this introduction, let us move to the substantive agenda item, what we are planning to address during this session. It is a proposal of three countries on a new GAC secretariat. And I would like to invite Thomas to do initial presentation. And as I said earlier, we have Doug Brent, COO of ICANN, present in the room, and maybe Doug, if you could come take your seat at the table. Doug will give us some information about ICANN's support to the GAC activities, and we'll be able to answer questions if there will be any. And Doug needs to leave, I understand, in 15-20 minutes from now. Please, Thomas, you have a floor.
Could you put my presentation on the... Okay, just to be brief, we'll just have three sheets with the main points of proposal, just to freshen up the memory of many. We have done a proposal following the communique in Nairobi, in which three countries were asked to develop a proposal, further develop it. We made an intersessional proposal, which was sent to everybody. We had some comments. These kind of things will be dealt with after Doug's presentation. I only will say something about the general approach. As you know, three countries volunteer to ensure a professional, independent, sustainable GAC secretariat. We have back home a commitment for 5 years. It's taken serious by our management. So this is what that's our general plan. Second, please. I just go into some of the highlights, which are the main points. It's a hybrid. We made this decision in Nairobi. Hybrid in the sense that it will be co-financed by ICANN. Co-finance in the sense that ICANN will provide and continue to support this as they do now, which is substantial. And we can discuss later on the scope of the new setting. Of course, we're working in the ICANN framework. It will be very closely linked to ICANN staff, to ICANN processes. We'll have many added things to make the GEC Secretariat transparent and accountable to GEC itself, to the membership and to the chair and vice chairs. Lightweight, it's a small club of three people. I think somebody else has... We need some, for the sustainability, kind of funding mechanism in which we can streamline funding. There will be a separate hosting arrangement in the sense that we will not do it as governments. For neutrality and for independence, we looked for a neutral, good host to accomplish this. We have found the research agency TNO in the Netherlands prepared. And of the not the least important thing, it should be in place quickly in the first or second quarter of 2011. Thank you.
Thank you. Doug, if you would briefly describe what support GEC is receiving from ICANN, what are the main issues ICANN is funding, so that we understand in a hybrid model, what part is ICANN in-kind contribution or direct financial contribution in some cases, and what part will be covered by proposal and those three countries.
Thank you, Yanis, and good morning, everyone. I don't really have detailed prepared comments, but would just like to share some of the information about what kind and level of support ICANN provides today that's direct support of the GAC. These financial questions, you always feel like you wish you could just stick a thermometer in and get an answer. It's $1 million or $500,000. What we know is that last year, for this fiscal year, ICANN will spend about $60 million. And how you determine the allocation of that money is sometimes a matter of question. We post, and I know I've heard some questions. I know you can't see this, but you see a pie chart. On the homepage of the ICANN website is posted something called Expense Area Group Reporting. And in that report, ICANN tries to say, if you look at the expenses that are related to various organizations within ICANN, related to the GNSO, related to the CCNSO, and then you allocate all ICANN expenses in that way, this is what the pie chart would look like. With that view, it looks like the GAC and at large, in terms of allocated total ICANN expenses, is in the neighborhood of $3 million. I also tried to answer the question from Yanis and did a quick answer about specific direct support to the GAC. And I don't have a refined, detailed answer. We could provide that if that's useful. But let me just go through the items and give you a general sense of how much that is. In terms of staffing, obviously we have some percentage of Max's time sitting next to me, and additionally some other staff time that we spend in terms of direct work on the GAC. We estimated that as about 1.5 people. That includes some contract resources for writing, some other government relations work. We consider some part of our global partnership team directly related to support of GAC requests and government engagement. There is some amount today of travel support directly provided for GAC members. There's technical and website support for the GAC. This includes website hosting, some small changes, those kinds of things. There's conference call support, which I've heard from several people, how could ICANN spend $500,000 a year on telephone costs? The global telecommunications costs of ICANN are significant, and the GAC does participate in that to some extent, including transcription. There's the costs of the meetings themselves. So a meeting like this, microphones, which I guess we're still tuning up this morning to get exactly right, facilities and other audiovisual equipment hosting the meeting. That's just a list of the kinds of support that is more direct support of the GAC today. We did an estimate, and again, at the request of the GAC, would try to make this more precise, but think it's in the neighborhood of $700,000, $750,000.
I missed that. $800,000 is a direct support out of those $3 million, which is, let's say, overall including all the conference services and
right.
other things.
Okay. Right. And that's, again, that's an estimated number, and if it's important and useful, we'd be happy to provide even more detail. It's probably not plus or minus 20% different than that number.
Okay, thank you, Doug. Are there any questions to Doug? Brazil.
Is the fellowship program included?
When I estimated those direct costs, the fellowship program is not included. I'm almost certain, but I'm not absolutely certain. I'm almost certain that in this allocation report, some costs of the fellowship program are allocated in support of government advisory committee related activities, but not in that direct $700,000 number I mentioned.
Thank you, Doug. Other questions? Sweden?
Yeah, I just have a question about the... You said that Max have... I could ask Max myself, actually. But anyway, you said it's some amount of percentage of Max. Could you say approximately how much?
I think in the estimate I just provided, it was 50% of Max's time.
Italy?
Just an observation is that this is called what you described is the support to the GAC. And we are discussing here about secretariat. That is, of course, part of this. And in any case, what it is evident is that maybe the support of ICANN to the function of secretariat in general is... relevant in any case, and maybe more heavy than the cost of running the secretariat by India in the present case. So this point of the hybrid model of the running the secretariat with a strong ICANN commitment is certainly the base of any discussion we are having today. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. United States.
Thank you, and thank you very much, Doug, for giving us that overview. I confess, as a numerically challenged person, I have found it very hard to go through the budget and to try to extrapolate exactly what is directed to the GAC. So I'd like to throw out one question that you may not be able to answer today, but at some point it would be helpful. For us to understand how the Global Partnerships Program actually is used to support the GAC, that would be extremely helpful to know. And to also know how we can better interact with that program so that, I know it's a regionally distributed program, if we could get a better understanding of that at some point. But there is one statement, I believe, in the three-country proposal that talks about ICANN being a, quote, guarantor of last resort, unquote. And it would be very helpful to understand what that means from your perspective. Thank you.
So I don't know that I'm fully prepared to answer that. The first question, Suzanne, I just noted to Max to write down and make sure we can come back on that, and I think that'll be relatively easy to do. The second question, I think, from an ICANN staff point of view, and happy to take direction from Yanis differently, we think it's appropriate for ICANN staff not to sort of have an opinion on any of these proposals until the GAC provides a proposal to react to, including, but of some concern would be ICANN, one aspect of ICANN is that it is a corporation, and so how whatever proposal the GAC ultimately comes up with is, you know, compliant with the regulatory regime that, that a corporation has. But I don't really know the specific answer, and I think the staff role here is we're really just trying to provide information to the GAC to help help the discussion get further.
Doug, thank you. Since this is, in a sense, my fault, this idea, let me explain where my thinking came from. So we have a proposal of funding of three governments, which will be set up in one way or another for a period of up to 5 years as it stands now. So there might be most unlikely, but we can imagine that there might be a situation where one of the governments, for some reason, whether deep economic crisis or revolution or whatever, is not anymore in a position to provide this funding. So, and then, but we have hired people, and then system is running. So, in that case, I felt that it would be useful if ICANN could pick up the bill in case, and this case is unlikely, something happens. So, and that is not a direct funding, but that is just a guarantee that ICANN is prepared to pick up the ball if ball falls out of the hands of those funding governments. And the question is whether that is feasible, whether that kind of guarantee would be what ICANN consider to give if GAC comes up with such a proposal.
Right, so I think that there's probably two answers to that. I don't know how many of the GAC members are actively involved in the ICANN budgeting process, but it actually is, you know, I think over the last year is becoming an ever more community-driven process. And, you know, for example, we work very closely with the CCNSO. They have a specific strategic and budgetary planning committee that interacts with staff very early in the phases of the budget development process. That also happens more and more with the GNSO. Now our advisory committee, specifically the ESSAC, has wanted to get involved early and would welcome that from the GAC. I say all that as a preamble because to a certain extent it's not ICANN as a corporation making a financial commitment. It's really a community commitment to a future sort of budget contingent liability, if you will, and I think that that would be a matter for a community discussion. As a corporation, I think ICANN could certainly make that kind of a commitment, but it would be there'd be an accounting aspect to that, which it would be carried on the books as a contingent liability for ICANN during the course of whatever that agreement was. I think there may be some legal aspects to that in terms of how we would structure that kind of relationship, and that I'm definitely not the right person to answer that question.
Thank you. Other questions? Portugal?
Thank you. I wonder if it would be possible to have like a piece of paper explaining how the other secretariats work for the time being. Because I don't think that we have that information, and I think it will be very useful. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. I would be hesitant to provide a written answer. Maybe, Doug, if you could briefly say what kind of support other advisory committees receive from ICANN in terms of secretarial support. Because the difference is that other committees are fully serviced by ICANN staff.
So let me try verbally, and if the GAC does request a written response, of course we'll be happy to provide it. But let me try. It's a little different for different committees. The prototypical, the most relevant would be to look at how the support for the GNSO and how the support for the CCNSO work. Today, there's effectively two functions provided by staff to each of the GNSO and the CCNSO. One of those functions is more of a pure secretariat function, and just to make sure I'm using the same terminology, you know, sometimes I think the language, this English language is a barrier. What I mean by that is the administrative support for the GNSO and the CCNSO. So that would be things like setting up conference calls, ensuring minutes get sent around. If they have logistics requests, they might be sitting in the GNSO council meeting today, you know, helping the counselors, that kind of administrative support. We have some dedicated administrative support and then some shared. We find that actually skills like running remote meetings or, you know, running teleconferences is something that some people are better at than others, and we share that skill around in support of the various working groups and committees. So there's a pure administrative piece to that. There's a second piece, which is more of a facilitation piece, which is working with working groups to write initial papers subject to the review of the committee, or I would just maybe put that in the category of an expert facilitation role. If there is work with outside consultants, contracting with those consultants, you know, signing agreements, all the things you do. So there's sort of a professional staff level of support, and there is an administrative level of support. Additionally, then they would get that list of things that I mentioned earlier that are already in support of the GAC, so the facility support, teleconferences, you know, website support, those kinds of things. So I know that was a very general answer, but I hope that was at least helpful at the first level.
Okay, thank you. Maybe if there is a last question. UK? So, yeah, then two last.
Thanks very much. I must admit, I don't know anything about the budgeting process, really, but my question is, are there points of contention at all between the SOs and ACs as to how much support is provided in the course of determining future levels of support and so on? Thanks.
Even without a lot of familiarity with the ICANN budgeting process, I'll say it's much like any other process, and that almost inevitably the feedback that what we get is, ICANN budget is too big, but you need to spend more on my part. And so it's very common as the level of information is increasing, and as the profile of participation by SOs and ACs themselves is increasing, that there is some conflict, between those priorities and what the budget priorities are.
Norway?
Yes, thanks. Just a quick comment observation regarding the figures. Of course, the cost for meeting facilities, etc., regarding the GAC is, of course, somewhat irrelevant regarding the Secretariat's support. Of course, GAC is a part of the ICANN structure, and of course you will spend money on activities related to the GAC, and of course are not sort of have not real connection to the Secretariat's functions as such. So of course I think the more Secretariat type activities I think would be less than I think the figure you mentioned. But that's just an observation. It's no sort of question of this or not. But I would expect those costs to be a little bit less than that, because those costs would be whoever support or facilitate the Secretariat will be must be spent anyway. Thanks.
Quick reaction, if I may, which is just to say, that's probably why it's better for us to provide you with a list of costs, and then you can help assess what the GAC need is. As I said at the very beginning, you'd think this financial reporting is always very easy. And at the top level, expenses, you know, revenue, those are the easy ones. How you allocate that is a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, in our part of the world, there's a proverb that the accounting is not a science, but an art. So, last question, Bertrand, and then we need to let Doug go.
Thank you, Yanis. Just a very quick remark, piggybacking on what Doug was saying regarding the feedback loop where people want the budget to reduce, but more for them. I think this is a very interesting case where there is a combination between the efforts that ICANN is going to do or is continuing to do and a sort of self-sustaining effort by the parts of the community that are funding some elements so that it can scale up without obliging the forcing ICANN as a whole to grow. And the question of how ICANN can scale up without bloating up is a very, very important element, and I hope that the discussion we're having here is a template for what could be done in other spaces so that there's a combination between what ICANN does and what the community or the groups are doing themselves. And the last point is that it's not the time to open the whole discussion, but what just was explored points towards a deepening of the understanding of what we all mean when we talk about secretariat, what kind of study function, support, logistics, and so on. And I think it's maybe one of the topics that could be addressed in part in the review regarding accountability and transparency, the role of the secretariat is very, very important and good question. Thank you.
Thank you, Bertrand. Thank you, Doug, for your time and your comments. So now I'm giving back floor to Thomas to continue his presentation.
Thank you. Next sheet, please. Yes, this, please. Basically, I think I will not spend too much time to again explain our proposal in the sense that we have taken care of a kind of structure in which we want to deal with the nomination for the, let's say, the chief secretariat, how the working arrangement is. It's clear, we indicated this collaboration with ICANN will be just one-to-one. In line with what Doug said, it will be completely streamlined with what ICANN already does and what ICANN eventually can do more for us. We have said in our document that we as founding countries will not have a saying in what the secretary does nor how it is being instructed for reasons of neutrality. I think this is point is very, maybe I should say it again, this is very important for us to ensure that the secretariat really works only for the GEC and not for us. A mechanism to be operating on the direct line of the GEC chair should be there. And also this accounts for the second point, accountable to the membership. We have envisaged, because of some remarks, kind of evaluation regularly based, but that's something which probably is something for discussion to be dealt with. Next sheet, please. Excuse me. Following Nairobi, we have sent out a proposal, I think in early, late May. We asked for comments. We received comments from Australia, Canada, Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, USA. This is probably food for discussion because there are, of course, always two parts of the reaction. First of all, what we saw there, many basics are reiterated. I think we don't have to argue about the fact that it should be lightweight, it should be only serving the GEC, should be professional, etc. So these things are not contested at all. But next sheet, I think we have seen some concerns. And the best thing, I think, is just giving now some of the hints we have received and that we should discuss this and let also the countries themselves react on which
which kind of concerns there and questions. First of all, we have seen diverging views on the scope of the Secretariat's task. There are countries who say, okay, this is purely administrative. And we have also seen that there is a need for some more action, more proactive support for the GEC. There is a concern about the size and complexity. Of course, we have a new model, and a new model is not tested yet, so we have contingencies there. The third part is the way in which the GEC will be involved in the Secretariat. And as a last point, I think Australia brought this up. Is there a way to find some kind of performance assessment? I'm not dealing with all the reactions. I think we picked out some, let's say, high-level hints. Next sheet, please. So what we think from the three countries, we will very much hear in how we can accommodate all concerns and to try to adjust our proposal. And I think about two things we should have some clarity, and that's about the scope of the work. And I think we have seen the Heather's and Ray report. That could be a kind of basis, perhaps. And the relationship with the GEC, the formal or informal relationship between the GEC board or chair and vice chair membership and the secretariat. And what we aim at, I think it's also been communicated, of course, in our communique in Nairobi, that we try to seek approval of the proposal and at least a green light to start the preparations, as we need this really to have a transition being in place in the first half year of next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. So in essence, what is our task during this meeting? We need to finalize and endorse proposal, and we need to work out those details Thomas mentioned, namely scope or tasks of secretariat, then complexity or funding, and then involvement of the GEC in secretariat performance assessment. So I think that the two most important issues is one, what secretariat will be doing, and there we need 100% agreement, not only consensus, we need unanimity on that question. What are the tasks of secretariat which will be taking over in Indian secretariat? And then the other question, if I understand correctly, is do we want to know all the details of the administrative setup for the secretariat, or we want to know that there is a secretariat and for the moment we just pretend that we don't want to know how it is functioned, saying that this is the responsibility of donor governments to set up all this administrative structure behind that, and GEC is not interested in this. So, and I think that if we can find answers to those two questions, fundamental questions, then we're very close to decision. So, and let us start with a very profound discussion on the tasks of secretariat. What are the tasks the GEC expects from secretariat to perform? Who will kick in? Okay, let me just ask a question. Do we think that secretariat should perform exclusively administrative functions? And if so, what these administrative functions would be? Or we want that GAC Secretariat perform administrative functions and some policy functions for the GAC consideration. And with the policy function for the GAC consideration would be whether we think that the GAC Secretariat should prepare drafts of GAC responses or GAC reactions to different questions community and board is asking for the GAC, or that should remain exclusive responsibility of GAC members as a volunteers to put pen on the paper and to prepare drafts as we do now. So that is the question. And I see Sweden and United States in that order. Maria, please.
Thank you so much, Yanis, and thank you, Thomas, and for the presentation and for the proposal, of course, for all of the EU three countries. I would like to say that it's not super easy to define what you mean with administration, actually, because in the area of administration, at least from my point of view, it also could be like doing the minutes, that it's administrative work, I think. And also perhaps for this, during this GAC meetings we're having during the week, like gather the data together in the end of the week and maybe like structure it, which is actually a draft that in the end will end up as a policy document, but still is, in from my sense and from my point of view, it's still administrative work. So I think if people like agree with me that that could be called administration, then I think actually the secretariat should or could stick to doing administration. But then I would like it to include also trying to gather data and collect all the points of view we are actually raising during the GAC meeting and during all the meetings and we have. So that is at least my point of view. So stick to administration, but include gathering data and points of view from us during the week. Thank you.
Thank you. United States, Suzanne.
Thank you, Yanis, and thank you, Thomas, also for the presentation. I think we feel fairly strongly that the secretariat function should remain purely administrative. I think Maria is raising a very good point. It might be useful for us to do an outline of what we believe falls under that heading. I think several of us would consider that to be fairly broad, actually, to provide the support that the GAC actually needs. The idea from our perspective that we would have a secretariat undertaking policy functions, from our perspective, it would be basically that the GAC membership would be outsourcing their own jobs. And so from our perspective, that is not at all what we would look to a secretariat to provide. We believe that responsibility remains with all of us as individual GAC members. Thank you.
Thank you. What mentioned Maria, minute-taking, data analysis gathering, would that, in your perception, fall under administration, United States? Yes? Okay, thank you.
I do think we should probably, if pending the further discussions around the table, if we all end up agreeing that the function should be administrative, then the next step is to outline everything that falls under that heading. Thank you.
Thank you. Franz?
First of all, I'd like to really deeply thank the initiators of this proposal, not only for having initiated it, but also for the iterative process that is refining it progressively, and I think we are really going into the right direction. In order to maybe avoid the too radical dichotomy between the two extremes, we can look at what is the process of what we have to do as GAC. The first difficulty is to be really aware of everything that is happening, i.e., when things are coming out, what kind of documents could raise a certain level of public policy issues and so on. Here, the Secretariat will probably have to work in close coordination with what the ICANN already produces, and Max is doing already a good job in this respect. So the first function is awareness about what is coming out, timeline management. The second thing is rapid analysis of what are the policy issues contained in a given document. We are all overwhelmed by information and the amount of documentation that comes out. And it is not necessarily bad that there is a lot of documentation. It's the other side of transparency and interaction and so on. So we cannot complain on the one hand and not handle the consequences. The major thing is when you have a huge document, and particularly when something is being produced by ICANN as a next iteration in a process, identifying exactly where the changes are and the important changes are. It's not policy work, but it is policy acuteness. It's the capacity to say in the DAC4 there are 7 major changes, but the 2 key ones that the GAC should focus on are 1 and 2. That's the second function, analysis of incoming documents. The next function is naturally some sort of support. It can be note-taking. It can be drafting a quick summary of things that have been said during the GAC meetings or during conference calls, but something that is easily digestible and indicates next steps and procedural steps for the GAC to follow, like what is going to be addressed at the next meeting, what are the key questions in a very simple form. It's sometimes very difficult to formulate in a very simple form a key question. And then you get, and we get, and I fully get along the comments that have been made, we get into something that is the main responsibility of GAC members, which is to draft and to finalize things. But the support is also very important here in refining the drafts. Like if you have a conference call on a given draft, it is possible that the Secretariat just collates the comments so that the next draft doesn't have to be necessarily done by a GAC member, but can be supported in this way. And the last point, which is often forgotten, is the follow-up on what has been done by the GAC. Typically, if the GAC has produced an advice or a comment or principles to verify, to check whether the content of this advice has been taken into account, not taken into account, and that sort of thing. So I think the balance between the two opposite dimensions is not a purely logistical aspect. It's not a policy work in terms of replacing the GAC. It's a support function with political understanding. Maybe that's the right balance. Thank you.
Thank you. I think that Bertrand's formulations went slightly further than the first proposals. And here I really want to ask reactions to Bertrand's proposals, whether that would be acceptable as it is formulated. It's not a policy work, but this is kind of support function for the GAC for the policy work. I have Brazil and I have UK. So now I start. I'll start making the list. So Brazil.
Yep. Thank you. We would agree with the proposition made by Bertrand. Instead, there's a better way to drive our discussion. Instead of having a true opposite and a kind of false dilemma between administrative and public policy, we think it's better to go into details and just examine the real tasks the Secretariat should deal with. So in that sense, we would agree also with our representative of US that the point, the task of the role of the Secretariat is not replacing the responsibility of GAC members of producing policy, not at all, but only providing analysis or subsidies that could help us to do our own job. We fully agree with the representative of the United States in this point too. And so we suggested we could follow the suggestion by Bertrand the way he proposed the question, the discussions. Thank you.
Thank you. I have now UK, Denmark, Portugal, and Greece on my list in that order. Mark.
Yes, thanks. I think I'm pretty much in line with what Bertrand has described. We seem to have kind of three key areas of activity which involve the Secretariat and the GAC members to varying degrees. I mean, the inputs, the collating of data, the alerting the GAC to new documents, new explanatory memoranda, giving us a bit of a digest to help us consider these issues. That's a wholly Secretariat administrative function. The record taking of meetings and conference calls. I really wish we could have effective conference call minutes, because quite often we have two calls and we don't know. There's no kind of bringing together what happened in one call, in the call that you're not involved in, and that sort of functionality will need some engagement with GAC members to ensure that the record is accurate and so on. But I think it's primarily a Secretariat lead to prepare the record of calls. Where there's the kind of third area is the outputs from us, where it's important for the GAC to have complete ownership and lead in the drafting of positions, in the drafting of letters, in the drafting of the communique and other media of advice that we provide to ICANN. That should stay with the GAC members. But that the process of negotiating can be quite complicated, people tabling amendments, and so I see us as needing the Secretariat to help us to ensure that we're all on the same page with the right, up to date with amendments that have been tabled from various from many members potentially of the GAC, as the GAC membership continues to increase. So we will need some support, I think, from the Secretariat in ensuring that the drafting does reach a quick and efficient, through an efficient process, we reach an agreed consensus result. So, but as I say, I think it's very important that the lead in drafting stays with GAC members. Maybe the more active members of the GAC work as a group, and we get a bit of support from the Secretariat in ensuring that we're capturing all the different inputs from GAC members into a draft. So that there's that kind of iterative process, which can be very, very complicated and time-consuming for whoever's leading in the drafting. So Secretariat support for that is important, and we need quality and knowledgeable Secretariat to help us with that work. Thank you.
Thank you. Denmark.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you very much to the three countries for the proposal. As I wrote in our comments, we are not interested in making it a policy developing entity. However, where that line lies is not quite easy to establish. And I agree with Maria and also with Mark's comments. But I also wonder if we had a well-functioning website and if it was structured very well, and then that would help a lot of the sorting out of the job as well, maybe taking some of the heavy work out as well. So at least I think that that's supposed to work at as the first thing. And you could start from there. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Julie. I think that that is you raised a very important point about the sort of management of the mail server and the website. So these are two critical issues. So I have Portugal, then Greece, Norway, Switzerland, then U.S. and Italy and Canada.
Thank you. Well, I'm not going to emphasize other points that other colleagues already done. My main point is that Netherlands, Brazil, and Norway, they were very helpful in putting on the table this proposal, because it makes us to discuss maybe in a different way of what I was expecting a year ago, the role of the secretariat of the GAC. Well, the GAC has a chair and vice chairs, so the policy-driven part is with them and with GAC. Our main point since the beginning is that we are creating a new organization aside GAC and maybe aside ICANN. I'm saying it really black and white, not to have any misunderstandings why we are hesitating about this proposal. Because the point to have a chief or head of the secretariat involves a new layer on this hierarchy that I don't think it's a good idea. So our main point is about the organization of your proposal. It's not really, of course, the point that you are proposing something very professional. It's not our point, of course. The point is that we can't have another organization aside this one. And we have already a chair and vice chairs, and they have to be supported. And that was my main point for the time being. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna. Greece.
The GAC Secretariat, I remember, is an old GAC subject and has gone through various stages. From the very beginning, it was clear that the GAC needs something which is well-organized, professional, and can support the GAC work. Clearly, the policy responsibility lies with the GAC as a body, and the chair has an important role, and so on. So I follow the thinking of the Portuguese delegation. But it's clear that there is a need for help which will allow the GAC to perform its own responsibilities as well as possible. And in this respect, we feel that what the French delegation proposed very well outlines the sort of tasks which the GAC Secretariat could perform. It could not have own policy responsibilities, own policy initiatives, but it should help the GAC do its policy work. And I think this was well summarized by the French proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Panos. So we have Norway now.
Yes, thank you, Yanis. Just a quick comment to respond to the concerns of Portugal. And I think we all just need to clarify that we are not going to create a new organization. This is merely a funding mechanism. So I think we can all, That would be a misinterpretation of the proposal that this will become a new entity. So, regarding an organization, it's merely a funding mechanism to make this happen. Regarding the other thing of the tasks of the Secretariat, I think in general there's a lot of consensus here. I think it's just a different wording. I think also the comments from several countries, also from France, is summarizing a lot of opinions from the GAC members. The Secretariat can help the GAC representatives making their policy analysis and work, but of course the policy analysis and work of course rests with each of the GAC representatives, and of course the policy of the GAC driven by the GAC chair and the vice chair. So I think there's a lot of consensus here, so I don't think there's a contradiction in sort of defining what the tasks should be. So thanks.
Thank you, Arnav. As I said, in this exercise, we should go beyond consensus. We should reach unanimity in understanding. Switzerland.
Thank you and good morning. First of all, we would also like to thank the delegations that have presented their proposal, which we think goes in a good direction. We also think, in terms of the tasks of the Secretariat, that there is not so much of diverging views. I think everybody agrees that the Secretariat should contribute to make the GACs work more efficient, or as efficient as possible, and that whatever the Secretariat does, it should be what the GAC wants it to do and not what it doesn't want it to do. I think there's agreement on the logistical support that this is necessary. I think there's also agreement that the GAC, or unanimity, that the GAC, the Secretariat should not have a substantive proper role in the policy making in any way, that this is the task of the GAC members. But we think, and we would support the others, and I don't think that anybody spoke against it, that the Secretariat should support GAC in doing its policy work. And we have heard by Bertrand a list of functions that are useful, if not necessary, to enable the GAC to do his policy work. And Mark has made some good examples. This also includes supporting of drafting exercises, keeping versions and updates and text amendments together, all these things that you do not change anything, you do not influence the opinions or the text, but you help the members to come up in an efficient way in an efficient amount of time with a text that is understandable, that captures the consensus that has been formulated in a room. So we think that we are actually quite unanimous in this, and maybe we just have to put it down in writing. Thank you.
Thank you. So now I have US, Italy, Canada, Sri Lanka, European Commission, Senegal on my list, in that order. US.
Thank you, Yanis. I just wanted to chime in. You had, when we started this discussion, suggested we break it into two categories. One, let's talk about the tasks, and then we can talk about whether we care about the administrative structure. But I'd like to thank my colleague from Portugal, Anna, for actually marrying the two, and to return to just be very clear what the U.S. position is on the proposal, the structure included in the three-country proposal. We do not support a separate legal entity and do not believe it is necessary for the GAC to support or endorse a separate legal entity. Because this is such a very generous and gracious gift from our colleagues from these three countries, we certainly would defer to them as to what they need to commingle the funds that they are all offering to provide us with support. But we do not believe that needs to be a GAC entity, a GAC-affiliated entity, a GAC-endorsed entity whatsoever. And we are not in a position to be able to do that. I'd also like to pick up on comments from Julia about some of the efficiencies. We could start with simply improving our website function. if you were to look at the GNSO's website, just to as a point of comparison, you would see that most of their work is structured by issues. You can actually track the history of what the GNSO has done on any given issue because all of the documentation is there. Unfortunately, we have not structured our website the same way. And we have perhaps fallen into the bad habit of communicating solely through email so that all of our texts are circulated solely through email. I'm sure all of us struggle to try to track what issue was discussed when was it finalized, because none of those texts are on our website. So I do concur with Julia's comments. That is a very, very good place to start. So I would just again urge some caution. I'm, of course, just as interested as anybody else in having my job made easier. I'm sure we're all in the same boat. So I'm very sympathetic to that thought. However, at the end of the day, the bottom line is my management pays me to do an analysis of the issues that are pending. That is actually my job. So regrettably, I am not in a position to agree to outsource that function. So what I need, actually, what I would find helpful as a GAC member is to be able to know where we are as the GAC in any given issue, to understand where our documents stand, when they are final and they have been transmitted. I believe Maria made this point, so that we can track, have we had a response? Have we had a discussion with the board on that issue? Are there minutes that we could refer to that would tell us what the status of that discussion? That, to me, is all completely administrative support. So that is the kind of thing that I would find helpful. But straying much beyond that would be very problematic, and frankly, I'm not even sure we can get there. So let's understand where we are right now today and what we need to get in the near term simply to become more efficient. Thank you.
So thank you, Suzanne. Italy, Stefano.
Okay. You mentioned, Yanis, the goal of find unanimity on what we want after the support from India will be replaced by a new situation. So it is my opinion that maybe we may split this unanimity in different steps. I mean, if we include the last point that Susan was mentioning about the setting up an independent organization or not. This is maybe something where we do not find easily unanimity. But to be practical, I try to put here the points where, in my opinion, we might find unanimity in steps, let's say. One is that we need a lightweight independent secretariat. And I think that then, of course, we have to define what really means lightweight, but some of the arguments were doing some argument about this point. Another point is that we do not want to outsource any policy function of the GAC, and I think here we have unanimity. Then the difficult point is that we have to harmonize the ICANN support with the independent GAC secretariat. And Bertrand explained to us a sort of administrative functions that are leading to helping also the GAC in policy making, but it's only an help, let's say. And if we look at the proposal of the three countries that we thank all, a proposal is to have three staff members. One of those is a senior expert, let's say, that could be able to also prepare some of the policy draft or things like that. But It is obvious that an independent secretariat with three staff members, we have to make mainly administrative functions, and the support for the drafting of papers will be only, let's say, marginal or part of the task. But then we should look perhaps of having some national representative that are part-time seconded to help in this task of preparing draft and things like that, if we want to be independent from ICANN. So in the end, I think that we have to go step by step and to be realistic. Since the question you posed was what we do after India's support is ending and the three countries start. So we have to be realistic about that and stop in the point where we can find a real unanimity. And the question about setting up an independent organization, I think, is not a point where we find unanimity. So if we stop there and we have a perspective where we can adjust by experience in the time when the new secretariat will start, then we may find unanimity. Thank you.
Thank you, Stefano. Canada.
Thank you, Chair. Let me join others that have expressed their appreciation of the efforts made by the Netherlands, Norway, and Brazil in putting this proposal together. We certainly do think it's a thoughtful proposal and has much merit to it. And in particular, I do think we are all working towards improving the support that we receive in order to carry out our duties as GAC members. I think we would agree with those that have emphasized the administrative nature of a GAC secretariat and would include in that a number of things. People have mentioned minute taking, tracking of advice. I think that's certainly useful, and we would see that as being a process-related kind of activity. It's certainly keeping away from policy analysis types of activities. I think also that there are a number of colleagues that have talked about the value of developing the website. This will, I believe, take us some good distance towards improving the support that we have with our strengthened role as a GAC. And so we would want to focus on some of those basics first and build on that. I think France rightly pointed out that more skill is needed for tasks of identifying public policy issues and that sort of thing, and we need to recognize that that is something we might have to develop and put more thought to rather than some of the more obvious pure administrative tasks that we have outlined. I don't know whether to remark now on the particular structure that's been put in place, but as Portugal and the U.S. have raised this, Canada also does not see the possibility of GAC endorsement of that specific structure. So as we commented to the GAC list, we would like to look at other options so that we can express our appreciation of the offer and the willingness of the three GAC members to provide support to a secretariat. Perhaps this is something we will come back to later, but I did want to at least provide that indication while I have the microphone. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Yanis. Let me also echo Sri Lanka's thanks to Netherlands, Norway, and Brazil for formulating such a useful set of proposals for our consideration based on what we discussed at the Nairobi meeting, and particularly to Thomas for your untiring efforts. But before I proceed, I also want to acknowledge with gratitude the work that the Indian delegation has been doing over the years, and I think it's maybe useful by way of a preamble in any document to record that fact that within their limitations they have done what they could. Our view is that, like what many others echoed, the GAC secretariat should perform administrative function that will help in a way to identify issues that will help each GAC member formulate their own policy positions. And in that light, I think that's one area we have reached unanimity. And I think in relation to the structure of how this secretariat should be established is where we must reach unanimity. And I hope, due to the lack of time, we may not be able to deliberate too much immediately during these morning hours. At least during the break-off sessions, we should have discussions to reach some consensus in the manner Heather mentioned a short while ago. And one particular issue that my country would definitely have is with regard to this structure of this TNO, whatever that legal structure that you envisage having. But I think we can discuss that. And perhaps if there is much more of a neutral place where that trust fund can be established, that may be acceptable for many of our countries. That's some area that we may need to have further discussion. But I think we need to not end up discussing and not having unanimity, but let's reach a consensus on particular issues and try to see how best we can close the point where we can take off so that the transition can happen smoothly. Thank you.
Thank you, Jayanta. For the sake of planning, since we still need to think how to proceed, I would like to close the speakers list on this item. And I have now European Commission, Senegal, Czech Republic, Brazil. Is there anybody else? France? Denmark, Germany. Switzerland, Australia, US, and Chair of the GAC has a last word. And the last word is after Commission, Senegal, Czech Republic, Brazil, France, Denmark, Germany, Switzerland, Australia, and United States, I will draw a conclusion and we will go on to decide how to proceed in order to reach agreement by the end of the meeting. European Commission.
Thank you, Chair. I feel I should be quite efficient then in my use of time. Perhaps I'll just read out the points I have made in my notes here for myself. Firstly, I've noticed that I don't hear anyone speaking out in support of a secretariat with an independent policy-making policy formulation role. So I don't think we need to make too many arguments against that. I mean, I've heard quite a lot of arguments against it, and they're very persuasive, but I think we can save time, unless I don't want to preempt the colleagues who come after me, but I think nobody's proposing that. In terms of administrative function, I think the reality is we know from our own lives that and from the experience of the Secretariat so far, there's a difference between ensuring the basic functions of a secretariat and we've described many of those: minute-taking, website management, logistics, and looking for some kind of added value secretariat. And we have this with our own colleagues as well. Sometimes we're lucky. We get ones who do the basic job. Sometimes we're lucky we get ones that actually do a bit more. I think the description that France provided, actually, I think was perfect. That's the kind of secretariat I think everybody wants. It's an intelligent administrative secretariat. It's one that's proactive. It's one that uses its brains, actually, and it's one that tries to help members but does not seek to create any independent policy-making role for itself, and I think everyone's agreed on that. Another observation I have is that we need to start worrying about the timing. As an administration, or coming from administration myself that had the secretariat, and both took over the secretariat from somebody else and then transitioned it to the Indian government, I think we need to be mindful that on our current calendar would require us to make a decision this year. And leaving it until Cartagena and Colombia, actually, we are pushing it a bit. Just my opinion, actually. Once the agreement in the GAC is made on who should have the secretariat next time, I think you need to allow 6 months at least for the current secretariat and the new secretariat to have good lines of communication and talk about transferred data and files, and do not underestimate the transition phase. It can't be done overnight. My last comment, in terms of endorsement, I think we've had a very good discussion this morning, but as always, you know, semantics can be a terrible trap here, this terrible English language somebody referred to earlier on. Every secretariat we've had so far has been an independent legal entity from ICANN, and it hasn't required any legal or formal endorsement by the GAC. What it's required is a green light and a sign of encouragement that the rest of the GAC appreciate the fact that the Indian government or the European Commission or the Australian government were prepared to provide the secretariat. No one was required to sign anything or accept any liabilities for the institution that was providing the secretariat. And I'd welcome the views of those who've made the proposal, whether my interpretation of the situation is correct, and the fact that's the kind of endorsement they're looking for here. And in terms of active participation, it's, I think, an opt-in model. Actually, those countries that would like to contribute in the future or participate more actively could. But those GAC members who maybe welcome from a distance and are grateful for the resources and the impact made have no legal commitment to the secretariat. But that's my reading of it. I'd appreciate to know if that's correct. Thank you.
Thank you. Senegal.
Thank you. Good morning. In my opinion, I want to reinforce what just Bill said. The Secretary have to assist and provide administrative support to the GAC members. It also can help to organize meetings, include and call conference, to prepare background documentation for the meeting and facilitate our work, including by providing translation resume and an operational website in order to make information available for all of that. And even if the secretariat has to play a significant role in coordinating the GAC work, I think, as just Bill mentioned, we don't need to have independent things. The secretariat have to work inside the GAC as part of the GAC. That's all what I say. And I want also to join my voice to thank the delegation of Brazil, Norway, and Netherlands for this proposal to set up a hybrid secretariat financed by ICANN and all the GAC members. Thank you.
Thank you, Mimuna. Czech Republic.
Thank you. First of all, I also would like to thank you, the authors of this proposal, for the good work they have done.
And I've got several points. The first thing is that I think that we could agree with what the France has outlined as a scope of what job secretariat could do. However, I would be maybe more cautious as far as the drafting of text is concerned. I think that the secretariat maybe should just provide input on different topics, and the author or the member of the GAC should be the one who collates the thing together. But the important thing is to have all the input from the GAC members together on different topics. And I think that, as I think the United States said, this should be done also via the web page, to do some a place there to divide different topics and to put there all the inputs from the members, even the inputs which come through the email. Because as it has been said several times, it's difficult to find our way in all these emails coming all the time. So I think that this would be really good to have the topics divided and all the input put together. And I agree with Italy in what with Stefano, what he said, that we should start somehow, and then we could, well, it's going to be an evolutionary process, so the function in the future of the secretariat may be adapted according to our needs and based on the experience we have during the time. And yeah, I think that's what I wanted to say. Yeah, and as Mark pointed out on the conference calls, I really would welcome this minutes after each of conference calls, because sometimes it happens they don't have time to participate, and I know that the recording is available online, but there is not always time to listen to it. And I remember that several times there has been something like minutes, but not all the time. So that's just one detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica. Now I will be taking time on the intervention, 2 minutes for each speaker, not more than that. But I would appreciate if that would be less than that. Brazil.
Thank you. Following the recommendation of 2 minutes, we would just like to agree with many countries who speak here today. And then we also agree there is no need for any formal endorsement. Let's just imagine how is the relationship with between the GAC today and the current secretariat in India. There was not necessarily any formal endorsement, and we don't believe there's necessary now. So it's just a smooth transition, just for a more permanent team that could deal with challenges that must be deal with permanently. So the question of website and emails, I'm sure that this is a concern that has not come up only today. It's a concern about that have been appearing for a long time, but we need a permanent team that can be able to deal with permanently and give us a solution. And secondly, just to conclude, we would like to emphasize that the secretariat, this proposal, keeps the idea of that the secretariat is for supporting the GAC group, and it will be headed by the GAC chair. Please don't, let's just avoid any confusion about creating another legal entity or that can move independently from the GAC. This is a support team that will be headed by the chairman of the GAC. Just to make these points clear. Thank you.
Thank you. I recall that the GAC endorsed a proposal of Government of India through the communique by welcoming the proposal, and so that was done in a formal and explicit way. So maybe that's the way we need to go also with the proposal once we have unanimity. And it seems that we are reaching it very fast. France.
Thank you. Very, very quickly, I think the comments are pointing indeed towards the notion of administrative functions that support the GAC's role in terms of public policy. The second thing, I would fully endorse what Mark Caravella has introduced, is basically there are three stages. Each time there's a preparatory stage on any topic, there's a preparatory stage input type. There's an during the drafting phase or the preparation of any advice, that is the support for this element and the follow-up part. So if we can keep that in mind, that would be great. A key function is also to support the chair and the vice chairs in their work. And I think that as much as the support for the GAC, it is also a support for the chair and the vice chairs in their driving the work of the GAC. I like the notion that Bill was mentioning of an intelligent secretariat, meaning involved secretariat. The key notion is also serving, like at the service of, and I think Alvaro was making the point rightly. The question of the line of command is also clearly reaffirming that I don't know if the secretariat is being chaired by the chair of the GAC, but it's clearly under the authority and the steering authority of both the chair and the GAC as a whole. If the community feels that it's going in a wrong direction, it is clear that the mechanism should allow to say you're going too far or you're not doing enough. And finally, we would support the proposal that Yanis just made of having a sort of very light endorsement and leaving the modalities mostly to be discussed, provided that they're as lightweight as possible. And also support the notion of facilitating a transition so that the transfer of expertise between the current Indian secretariat and the new one can take place in an appropriate time. Thank you.
Thank you, Bertrand. Denmark.
Thank you. We are really grateful for the 5-year funding from the 3 countries. However, we would like to see a long-term solution. And how do we get there after the 5 years? Are we back to discussing these issues again, or have you thought about the proposal, I don't know, from Australia, the evaluation? Will it be after 1 year or 2 years where we will discuss the further modalities, or I don't know?
Yeah, thank you, Julia. I think the evaluation, as mentioned, was mentioned also in one of the interventions here as a possible act after maybe 3 years or so. Germany.
Yes, thank you, and good morning, everybody. First of all, I'd like to thank Brazil, Norway, and the Netherlands for their efforts and discussion papers. I think it's very valuable for us. I also like to thank India for supporting us with the secretariat, which is also very helpful, and I think it is decisive for our work. There was a discussion with what are the functions of the secretariat. I think we also agree that the focus of the function lies in the more technical administrative functions and issues that have to be discussed. But we also have sometimes, a demand for yes, briefing papers or something like that. I know we received some briefing papers, and within GAC, we anonymously welcomed these forms of support, whether we use it or not, but we received them. And therefore, I would also appreciate if it was possible. Therefore, it's not only or not merely this function on technical questions. Yes, and in one issue, what I think the legal construction or organization, I think this is primarily a question for the governments that participate in the funding. They should look what is their need to fund such a secretariat. And what I think is a quite interesting model is the IGF secretariat, which is also a multi-party funded yes, secretariat, and I think it did work in the past quite well. And therefore, I hope we can develop the model proposed quite good and quite well. And yes, as the question how to endorse it, it should be a very light endorsement. That's also my position. Thank you.
So thank you, Hubert, Switzerland.
Thank you. First of all, we would support Denmark and the US in saying that the website is key and an easy accessible, easily managed a document management system, and the website would help a lot, I think. One point with regarding everybody agrees that we do not want to outsource the policy work, but with regard to the capacity of administrations, financing staff to do the analysis, I think we should not forget that we want to broaden the membership of the GAC, and in order to get smaller and maybe more developing countries in, I think they would need some support in digesting the information and doing the analysis. I think this is an important thing that we should not forget. With regard to the concrete organization of the secretariat, I think everybody agrees that this should be lightweight. And in our view, the proposal by Norway, Netherlands, and Brazil is quite reasonable. They propose 3 people. And if we say one is taking care of the logistical organization, another one is taking care of the website, and the third one is helping the GAC with minutes and key points of discussion and supporting in drafting, we don't really care whether you call one of them the boss or not, but it should be just clear and transparent who does what, and then I think it works, and it will not create a big entity or whatever. And one last point. We understand there are some problems in terms of understanding and being able to contributing to the logistical organization with the legal model that is proposed by the 3 countries. And since we have the Council of Europe as an observer here this time, they have mechanisms like partial agreements that can be used by single countries, including non-European, as a legal basis, including things like a trust fund like the IGF has, that might be useful for this purpose and could help solving some problems that countries have in supporting and financially also contributing to this and providing for a legal stable legal basis. So we think this should be explored, and if there would be some, if that might help, then of course that would be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. I think what I hear is we should not enter into discussion on modalities, how this GAC secretariat technically would be set up. So that goes beyond, seems, the unanimity we may reach here. So we take it as there is a secretariat. We agree that the head of secretariat is directly liaising with the chairman of the GAC, and the chairman of the GAC provides guidance to the work of secretariat, but then secretariat functions intelligently and efficiently and is proactive, and this is how it should work. But what is beyond that, at one point we may want to know, but at this point seems that we don't want to know. So I have now Australia, Council of Europe, India, United States, and then I believe Netherlands will take the floor, and that will bring us to the end of this discussion. Australia.
Thanks, Yanis. I'd just like to add my thanks to the 3 countries for this very generous offer, and I think this discussion this morning has been very useful. I think we're sort of all getting to a point where we seem to be coming to some sort of agreement. I'd just like to add my voice to those who have been arguing or that the side that it should be not simply pure technical administration, but we would like to see support for ICANN's policy work. I understand the sensitivities, obviously, with a secretariat getting involved in the policy decision-making, and drafting of text, and where we draw that boundary, I think, is or that threshold is an interesting question. But from our point of view, I think something that makes our job easier, that makes it very simple for GAC members or for new GAC members, developing countries, smaller countries, to get to a position where they can get involved in the policy making process very quickly, so they know what all the key documents are, what's been said before, what the GAC principles are on this, so that they can read, they can get up to speed very quickly. We can all get up to speed quickly. We know where the key decisions are to be made, what, and can just get on with our job, I think. Whether that's through the website, through providing background papers which sort of summarise what the inputs have been before or so on, but I think that sort of support for our policy functions is very important. Other questions which we've raised before, and I'm not sure if this goes to the modalities, but there is some question in setup if we have a light endorsement for the secretariat as such. I think ourselves and certainly a number of other countries have suggested a number of principles which could go along with that, that it be independent, answerable to the GAC as a whole, and there's I think there may need to be some sort of principles that go along with a light endorsement. I don't think there'll be any problem with that. I think we've all been talking about them today, but so that there's some process that's clear to everyone that they are operating for all of us. There's a clear that that's open. Yeah, I think that goes for that. Yeah. So for example, who chooses and how are the people chosen is probably, I think, a question that a number of us have. In terms of how they are responsible to us once they've been chosen, so that if all of a sudden a majority of GAC members aren't happy with the way that the secretariat is functioning, if we have the ability to say something about that, I think those questions are important for us at least.
Thank you, Peter. So, Councillor Furyk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just a note of thanks and welcome regarding...
Thank you, Chair.
Sorry, Councillor Furyk first and Indy after.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. I must felicitate the countries which have taken the initiative to have a new concept of the GAC secretariat. I think at the moment I represent that country with is hosting the GAC secretariat, and it's very limited functions. I fully appreciate that we need to evolve to a new paradigm where the secretariat can play a major role. As regards the structural arrangement, I fully endorse the opinion voiced by Ms. Susan that a number of policy issues, they should not be outsourced. In fact, the policy issues have an organic nature of evolving, where the members of the GAC consult with their respective communities and come forth with the ideas. So the activity of the policy making should not be a secretariat function. It should primarily be driven from the GAC constituency. The third aspect is the secretariat playing a very facilitating role in enabling the GAC members, because members retire and many new members join. So there needs to be a continuity and updating. So the website maintenance and the FAQs and virtual teams, I suppose these are some of the innovations that can be brought about, so that new members who come to the fold can get a history of the GAC, the issues that have been discussed, how they have evolved over time, and what are the very many challenges across various constituencies or countries. I would like to just say that the GAC secretariat needs to move to the next level, and I felicitate the teams that have put their thoughts together here.
Thank you, Ravi. And now, Council of Europe.
Thank you, Chair. The Council of Europe is very pleased to be an observer to the GAC. And just for those of you who do not know the Council of Europe, it's an international intergovernmental organization with 47 pan-European member states, a number of observer states who are not in Europe. And as Thomas said, works a lot of outreach with a lot of countries around the world in its work regarding the Cybercrime Convention and in other partial agreements. The Council of Europe is very positive about ICANN's work and also the GAC's work. And I just wanted to bring to your attention that the Committee of Ministers of the Council of Europe adopted on the 26th of May a declaration on GAC in which it welcomes and acknowledges the work of ICANN, that it encourages the 47 member states to be actively participating in the GAC work, which is very important, very positive. And with regard to GAC Secretariat, the Council of Europe is open to exploring ways to with regard to arrangements for GAC Secretariat. So the bottom line, I'd like to say that the Council of Europe is here to support whatever GAC considers appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. United States.
Thank you, Yanis, and thank you for permitting me to speak one more time. I did want to comment on, I think Ravi's points are very, very well taken. I think there is very broad agreement now on the need to evolve into a new paradigm. I do have to say, however, I am somewhat discomfited by what sounds like from, my apologies to colleagues, I don't wish to offend anybody, but the idea that we would somehow attach some strings or conditions to what is essentially a gift to us makes me somewhat uncomfortable. So the idea that we impose principles or that we somehow need to monitor or direct the gift, I think may be taking a step too far. The GAC has always benefited from the generosity of individual member states. What is new and different about this proposal appears to be that it is three member states who are, again, very generously agreeing to commingle their funds. I think we need to accept it as it is. It is a gift. And I think we need to be very, very careful about offending the gift givers by saying, well, I like your gift, but I'd like it to come on Wednesday and not on Monday. So, again, I'm somewhat concerned about this idea that we are attaching strings. So just a note of caution. Again, in perhaps it's a cultural issue, I was raised to, you don't endorse a gift, you accept it. You say, thank you very much for helping us out. That does not constitute endorsement. It's a thank you. So we will again thank individual members for coming together to help continue the GAC. What I think remains outstanding, however, and I have a certain takeaway from the Doug Brent presentation this morning, I think it does remain outstanding, this question of what is the nature of ICANN's support? What is the amount? What is the duration? My takeaway from Doug Brent's comments, very, very helpful comments, there is a budget process. Proposals need to be approved. Not at all clear to me, and I could have misinterpreted him, I'm not an accountant, whether a request that ICANN fund the foundation that the gift givers are giving us, I think is a very, very open question. So the issue of longevity and long-term sustainability, I think, needs to be simply put to one side, because I'm not at all convinced that we can have that discussion unless we understand what it means to be guarantor of last resort. So I don't believe we got an answer to that this morning, and I'm not sure we can, until the GAC actually submits a request and says, this is how much money we think it would take for you to do this in the event funding from individual members as gifts were to dry up. So I do think we need to be very, very clear as to what it is we are accepting, a very, very generous gift, and perhaps put to one side our expectations for what might happen down the road. Thank you.
So thank you, Suzanne. I have only Netherlands on my list, and we are already over the time. What I would like to say with the attached strings, one thing is that we have a single government supporting the GAC and single government nominates somebody to do the function. And in reality, this is the classical situation when we say thank you and we do not have influence in, let's say, decision making who that person would be. And we have had situations when secretariat or head of secretariat works hand in hand with the chairman of the GAC and the GAC itself. And we have situations where head of secretariat is not working hand in hand and has conflicts with the GAC and GAC chairman. And so that's simply a fact of life. It might be the situation. So here, when three governments come together, that is a solider kind of contribution funding, and there will be kind of process of selection because there won't be any one single decision in selecting the head of secretariat. And it would be useful that at least the chairman of the GAC would be part of this whatever selection process will be, to see whether, intuitively see whether he or she could work with the selected head of secretariat, and what would be the interaction, and what would be the say from the chairman of the GAC if it happened that there is no understanding who should go. Chairman of the GAC should resign, or chairman of the head of secretariat should be replaced. So I think that this current model provides more sort of possibilities for cooperation and input of the. I would not go as far as input of the GAC in selection of the head of secretariat, but certainly chairman of the GAC, because that is the person who will work on daily basis with the secretariat, and the chairman should be on the. Whatever selection panel would be established to designate the chairman or head of secretariat. So Netherlands, but if you can very briefly respond on the questions which have been raised.
Yeah, just thank you, Janos. Just very briefly, and on all the constructive and positive discussion I think we witnessed this morning. I think we are working towards consensus and some kind of conclusion for Wednesday. As we understand it, the three countries we are proposing or giving you a gift, as the USA put it, to set up a secretariat in the way that we think is workable amongst our three countries. And we're looking for a light endorsement for this GAC secretariat setup in a meeting next Wednesday by GAC. And we would, like any other country that would like to participate and work with us on the setup or what we think is our gift, to join us and let know what they can contribute eventually further. We are committed to do this then for 5 years, and then looking at the question raised by Denmark, I think what we can do, we can have an evaluation in place, say after 3 year period. Then we are committed for 5 years. We have an evaluation in 3 years, which leaves ample time to start preparations and discussions for what happens after. I think this is how we can do it. This is maybe the conclusion we can come to on or finalize on Wednesday, but then we're looking at a very constructive way to set up this secretariat. There's one last thing, and then I'm looking at Bertrand, particularly regarding the discussion about the tasks of the secretariat. I think his analysis of what these tasks could be was very sound, very precise. There was also good support for his ideas, so maybe GAC can invite Bertrand to come up with some kind of a document or his visions. If he is willing to, if not, then not. But that's just my view from today. Anyway, we're looking for cooperation here. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I think we had a good session, and we are on the agreement. This agreement should be put on the paper and should be presented as input to the GAC communique. And in this respect, I would like to ask Suzanne, Bertrand, and three countries find the time during next 4 days, no, 3 days, to come up with a textual proposal for the communique with respect to this to expression of gratitude for the proposal. So then we will have another session in the it's in on Tuesday, where it's on Tuesday or Wednesday. On Wednesday morning, where we will test the proposal, and hopefully we'll be able to agree with the text immediately, and then move on to other issues which are scheduled for that session. Would that be acceptable? So thank you. Now I would like to ask your advice for the next couple of sessions. So at 1 o'clock, we will have representatives of the government, representatives of the review team in this room for discussion with them. I count very much to those members who requested this conversation, but my task or my understanding would be that we simply try to agree on the modalities of interaction between the GAC and governmental representatives to the review team when the crucial phases of the work of the review team will start, meaning the substantive analysis and recommendation drafting. So, but any other proposals or questions you would like to ask to the governmental representatives on the review team, please feel free. So we're resuming at 1 o'clock in this room. But then the question is a session session starting or planning at 2 o'clock on the law enforcement agency proposals on RAA amendments. We have a slight scheduling problem. Kurt, who was who is willing to come to introduce the major changes in the DAG 4, is asked to be immediately after 3 in the board workshop, and he would be prepared to come if we agree at 2, which means that we would need to move discussion about law enforcement agency proposal slower down. But if that involves inconvenience for law enforcement agency representatives, if they are planning to be here, so then we stick with our schedule. And I don't know whether there are some, say, logistical implications. Do we have law enforcement representatives who is coming to participate in the session? Yes.
Thank you, Yanis. It's my understanding we have a considerable number of law enforcement representatives, so shifting that around, I think, could be problematic. I'd also like to propose, though, as a fallback, because we are being given now very, very limited time here for a break and to prepare for the afternoon, if, in fact, we cannot, I'm not sure how pressing it is to have this meeting with the RT representatives now, could we not at least have you and Manal perhaps give us a debrief on Wednesday so that we can discuss how we want to interact with the GAC representative at a minimum on the review team and perhaps give ourselves a little more flexibility today because these schedules are really quite serré.
I agree. I'm in your hands, although I just confirmed that the session is on, but I can call it off. Let me put it in that way. Would members insist that we have to have a government representative discussion today at 2? Okay. So we will have interaction with the review team. Okay, I see some disappointment. So what about 1:30? Giving more time. Okay. So looking to body language in the room. So I make a ruling. I will ask government representatives to come at 1:30 in this room. That gives us more than an hour for lunch, and we resume at 1:30. Those who do not want to come to this session, please feel free not to come. But please be here at 2:00 for the session with the law enforcement agencies on the proposal on the registration accreditation agreement amendment. So I will make sure that review team members are here at 1:30 for a 30 minutes interaction. And now session is closed, but after Thomas will say something.
I'm sorry, maybe I just didn't get it, but if you say 2:00, it's the law enforcement. When is the new GTLD discussion? Is that at 3?
As scheduled, at 3.
Ah, okay.
Without briefing or without briefing from Kurt, then I will find who else can make this briefing on his behalf. So session will resume at 1:30.